This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, October 6, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, what is this thing called love? There are a lot of relationship poems out there, for lack of a better word. Poems about love or lost love. Poems about marriage and its discontents. But there aren't a lot of poems in the culture that celebrate casual sex. To the best of my knowledge, there's no American equivalent to Constantine Cavafy, the great Greek-speaking modernist who wrote obsessively about his erotic encounters with beautiful young men. One possible exception is the poet and novelist Kim Adonizio. She has one poem, for example, called Stolen Moments.
I wrote this poem, Stolen Moments. It's based on a jazz tune, which a lot of people probably know. It goes something like do 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 do. That's probably familiar to a lot of people. So I was riffing off of titles of jazz songs and writing blues poems, and that's where this came from. And it's also a sonnet.
It's a sonnet about sex in the kitchen. It's also a meditation on how even a single sexual encounter can let love in the door, where it might wander for years in the house of memory.
Stolen moments. What happened, happened once. So now it's best in memory. An orange he sliced, the skin unbroken, then the knife, the chilled wedge lifted to my mouth, his mouth, the thin membrane between us, the exquisite orange, tongue, orange, my nakedness and his, the way he pushed me up against the fridge. Now I get to feel his hands again, the kiss that didn't last, but sent some neural twin flashing wildly through the cortex. Love's merciless, the way it travels in and keeps emitting light. Beside the stove, we ate an orange, and there were purple flowers on the table, and we still had ours.
Kim Adonizio reading Stolen Moments. It would probably be a mistake to assume that Kim Adonizio was writing in that poem about something that actually happened to her, or if it did happen to her, that she experienced it as the speaker in the poem did. As Kim Adonizio explains in regard to the next poem we're going to hear, poets use their autobiographies in mysterious ways.
This is about a vacation in Italy, which was actually a great vacation, but this is an example of how poets lie. I took some of the details from the vacation, but I totally changed the meaning of them.
The epigraph of the poem comes from Dante's Inferno. Without hope, we live on in desire. Adonizio says the poem is an exploration of that statement.
And I wanted to create this couple in that situation.
Kim Adonizio's poem is called Blues for Dante Alighieri.
Our room was too small, the sheets scratchy and hot. Our room was a kind of hell, we thought, and killed a half liter of Drambuie we'd bought. We walked over the Arno and back across. We walked all day, and in the evening, lost, argued and wandered in circles. At last, we found our hotel. The next day, we left for Rome. We found the Intercontinental and a church full of bones and ate takeout Chinese in our suite alone. It wasn't a great journey, only a side trip. It wasn't love for eternity or any such crap. It was just something that happened. We packed suitcases, returned the rental car. We packed souvenirs and repaired to the airport bar and talked about pornography and movie stars.
You can find more poems by Kim Adonizio on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Her latest book of poems is What Is This Thing Called Love?, which is out in a paperback from Norton. Please let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. And if you like it, spread the word. Write a review on iTunes or post a link to it on your blog. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.